Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here to 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And, bro, the Jets have won two straight games. Beat the Colts yesterday 42-34 at MetLife. I have to say, I'm a little excited, bro. I think that we got a little something here with this young team. I really do.
A little bit. There's two different excitement levels, right? There's the excitement level over the football team. Two straight wins,
yep.
3-3.
Yep.
Where can this season go? And I agree with you. I would define it as I'm a little excited.
Yep.
But then there's another level where I'm giddy, where I'm freaking giddy.
Yeah, I know where it is.
And that's about the quarterback.
Yep. Yeah.
Because when the story was written of how the Jets got here, they're supposed to be the worst team ever. They actually win more games than people think.
Oh, by the way, can I say this before we continue to extol Donald's virtues? We are live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at ShopRite, where my wife will be this morning.
You think about the way they got this guy, the way they ended up selecting Darnold. They trade up to 3. Who knows who they're going to get? Giant fans. They pass on the quarterback. The Browns take Baker Mayfield. And there is Sam Darnold in the lap. He ends up getting the starting job, even though he's a baby with so little experience. And there are going to be valleys. The interception he threw.
It was a bad decision.
One.
Yep, he forced it to Robbie Anderson.
No doubt. But then there are moments that we saw throughout this game that just freaking excite you. And let me tell you the moment that pumped me up the most when they pulled what I like to call, what we all like to call, a Patriots.
Yep,
they pulled
did.
A Patriots.
Yep, yep.
They get the last second field goal when they only had 42 seconds left.
Yep.
And Sam Darnold nice and patiently marches down the field, including making a big play to Kurse over the middle. Just enough time to spike the damn ball.
Yeah, yeah. What a game Kurse had, by the way.
Tremendous.
Yep.
And then they get the ball to start the second half, and it took like 5 plays before Chris Herndon is in the end zone for a touchdown. So they pulled the Patriots. He bounced back from a bad interception. So from a team standpoint, we'll get to a lot of this team, the good, the bad, the whatever, the quarterback has to be the most exciting thing,
bro,
because you fantasize about what this could turn into.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he is so ahead of schedule. I mean, let's be honest, the kid's played 6 games. He's way ahead of schedule than what I thought he was going to be at this point in the season. You know, the sky's the limit. He's got to stay healthy. But, I mean, this team in general, they got a lot of nice young players on this team. And we're seeing things from the Jets that we haven't seen. Obviously, the quarterback is something we haven't seen, you know, hopefully forever, what this kid's going to turn out to be. But you got a defense now, and a defense has their issues, don't get me wrong. But you got a defense now that causes turnovers. Are you serious? Bro, 15 turnovers in the first 6 games. They had 20 all of last year, 4 turnovers yesterday, 3 interceptions. Second play of the game, I'm delirious, as right in front of me, there's Mo Claiborne taking one to the house on a ball that Jamal Adams, who had a phenomenal game yesterday, batted to him, right? 3 picks in the game. Darren Lee had a huge pick late in the game when it looked like Indianapolis was coming back. So you got to be thrilled about that. I mean, they're forcing turnovers. They were never doing stuff like that. And the other thing that really makes me nuts, too, about this team, excited, Another area that has improved dramatically is special teams. Now, they didn't get anything out of this return game yesterday, but Andre Roberts has had some big returns for him. He had a great game against the Lions. He took him back to the house on a punt return. He had a big punt return last week as well in the win over Denver. But your field goal kicker goes out there and kicks 7 field goals and 3, you know, and they weren't all chip shots. I mean, no. He had like, you know, 3 over 40 yards, and he made every one. I mean, you get 21 points from the kicker. Now, yeah, you'd like to, you know, put the ball in the end zone, of course.
That's the negative.
That's the negative.
Yeah.
But this team, this guy kicked 7. They scored on, when's the last time the Jets did this? They scored on 8 consecutive possessions yesterday. What? When is the last time they did something like that, bro? And do you realize the first time that they've scored 30 points in back-to-back games since 2011?
Well, it's also the most points they've scored in back-to-back games since 2008.
Is that right?
That's
2008.
A decade ago. That was the Brett Favre year.
That was the Favre year, right.
Where they did it a couple of times.
Right.
Where they had a 50-plus point game against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep, that was a 6-touchdown pass game.
Yeah, it was also they closed down
the
Shea
Mets.
Stadium,
yeah,
and the
I
Mets
know,
collapsed.
I know.
So it was a good day and a bad day
at the same time.
But they are scoring an incredible amount of points. And you mentioned the turnovers, and we compare it
Huge.
To last year.
No doubt.
How about we compare it to the year before that? The year before that, the Jets forced, for the entire season, 14 turnovers.
Yes. No, I know. I believe it.
They're doing something this season that they haven't done in years.
Yep.
They have been very opportunistic, and I think that's the key. The turnover in the big spot. And I'll give you the moment in this game where I was very, very nervous. It was right after the horrific Quincy Enunwa fumble.
Yep.
And Indianapolis cashed in. They scored 3 out of it. Yep. They actually took a lead.
Already the second turnover of the game at that point.
Second turnover of the game. Then they commit a bad holding penalty that wiped out a first down. They've got a punt. And Indianapolis has the football up 3. And that was the moment of, where's this game going to go? Where's this going? And then Jamal Adams forced a turnover.
Yep.
And it was one of the many turnovers they forced, but so opportunistic. It's such in a big spot. Because not only do you get off the field, you set yourself up with great field position. They set themselves up at the Indianapolis 40. Sam converted on a couple of big third downs.
Yep.
And that was the drive that ended with a Terrell Pryor touchdown. And then they forced another turnover on the next Colt drive. So we've talked about this before. There are turnovers, and then there are turnovers in big spots. Turnovers in spots that can change a game. And I thought the Adams forced fumble that was recovered by Jordan Jenkins was one of those.
Yep.
Because at 13-10 Indianapolis, Joe, I don't know where the game's going.
And the other one was Darren Lee, because Indianapolis now is coming back. The Jets had kicked the field goal before that to get back to a 2-score lead after, you're sweating bullets at 33-27, let's be honest. I've seen this before. I'm going nuts. And, you know, they kicked the field goal to make it 36-27, and then Darren Lee with just a tremendous pick on Andrew Luck that set up the field goal that put him up by 12. And you felt, at that point, you still were a little nervous, but you were feeling a lot better,
well,
that's for sure.
Because what started to happen was you're giving Indy touchdowns
yep.
and you're kicking field
right.
goals.
Yep.
And you needed to stop it because the Colts came out in the second half. And give Andrew Luck credit, because what weapons does he have?
I didn't. You know what's funny? I was saying this to you guys in off the air, you and Ernie. Outside of Andrew Luck, I didn't know anybody on his team.
You weren't familiar with
nobody.
Eric Swoop?
I had no idea. Who are these guys?
Well, I think
it wasn't exactly, Reggie Wayne, out there. You know what I'm saying? Edgerrin James.
No. I think Andrew Luck was asking the same questions, especially early when his receivers were costing him.
Yeah.
I mean, that pick 6 right out of the gate, that's not on Andrew Luck.
Nope.
That's on Marlon Mack.
Yep.
And also Jamal Adams for making a play.
He did.
And remember the play before that, the first play of the game was also a drop.
And remember Nickerson right after that on the second drive of the game, and how much would have been, it might have been a different game if he holds on to the ball.
Oh, yeah.
He gets hit right in the hands. He might have went in for a touchdown on the second drive of the game.
No,
and then he
that.
Doesn't catch it, and Indy went right down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah, and they also got lucky because there was a drop touchdown by Hines.
Yes.
So
after the first turnover, I think that was after the pick that Donald threw.
Yes, that was after the pick. They had to settle for a field goal, and I thought that was a good job by the defense because Indy had a first and goal from the 1-yard
yep.
line.
And then Steve McClendon made a big tackle.
Huge play.
Like a 2-yard
yep.
loss right there.
Gave him
yep.
a little bit of room.
Yep.
They stopped Marlon Mack again, and then Luck tries to make a play with Hines, and he did make the play. The problem was Hines couldn't hold on to the football.
Yep.
So a lot of this were mistakes by the Indianapolis Colts. They made a lot of mistakes in this game. But you know what? Who cares? That's their problem.
Yeah.
That ain't my problem.
Yeah.
But they were able to force that big turnover. And you mentioned the Darren Lee interception. Yeah, because the defense in the second half was abysmal. The Colts are marching down the field at will, and the only thing that was going to stop it was that. And that's what stopped it, forcing that big turnover. And what a year Darren Lease had. I mean, he looked like a bust. He's actually having a really good year this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that was a huge play he made. Now, the one knock I'm going to say about this on the defense, and this bothered me, after they took the 30-13 lead, that pass to Herndon, who was wide open, he had a very good game. He also made that juggling catch early in the game. That set up, I believe it set up a touchdown early in the game, either that or a field goal, whatever it was. But he made a nice catch and then a touchdown. It looked like the defense stopped playing. Because after that, the next couple drives, I mean, the Colts are getting 9 and 10 yards every play.
Yeah.
Every play. And I'm like, getting, are you kidding me? It really looked like the defense stopped playing for a while there. But, you know, at the end of the day, they made the plays they had to make to win the game.
Yeah, up 30-13, you want to see that killer instinct. Yep. You want to see them step on
their
throat.
And it wasn't there.
No, not at all. I mean, Indianapolis marched down the field twice.
Easily.
That's why when Lee forces the interception, it was such a big moment.
Huge.
Because you're thinking they're going to do it again. It's 36-27. The Jets are settling for field goals. It's a 9-point game. Eventually, if they get in 7 and you're getting 3, eventually that lead's going to disappear.
Yeah, that's right.
Just do the math. But that was the thing. This defense wasn't great yesterday. They were lucky in a lot of ways, but they were able to make that huge play when it mattered.
Yep.
And Todd Bowles, and he wasn't the only one, a lot of guys after the game had the same statement. They said, this is not a game we win last year.
I agree.
Or earlier this year.
Yep.
And it's tough not to agree with that because we've seen this team, especially after wins, we've seen this team lose a lot of games they should have won. We've seen it this year already.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly saw it last year. And while the Indianapolis Colts are an incredibly flawed team, and we saw that yesterday, it doesn't matter. They still were able to avoid losing a game they should win, which has been the calling card of this franchise ever since. Well, it's been the calling card of the franchise forever.
Yep.
But the calling card of this coach and this administration.
No question about
since week 17 against the Bills in 2015.
Yeah. No, it has been. And there's no doubt about that. And look, it was terrific. And now go beat Minnesota. Now you put yourself in a position where if you can beat the Vikings this week coming up, and obviously the Vikings are a step up in class from Denver and the Colts. There's no doubt about that. But they're certainly not unbeatable. If you can beat the Vikings this week and now you put yourself in a position where you're 4-3 going to play the Bears, you know, hey, why can't this team go out there and win 9 games or so? Why not? Let's be honest. I mean, you look at the AFC right now. Yeah, everybody, the Patriots, the Chiefs, probably the two best teams in the conference right now. Outside of that, who's that great, bro? Who? Why not the Jets?
Well, it's been a common thread of the NFL for years now. Outside of the Patriots.
Right.
And I'm just going to say the Patriots because while Kansas City looks great.
They do.
It's October.
Right.
Okay?
No, that's true.
And they can't defend anybody.
Well, that could be said about a lot of teams in the league.
Yeah,
including everybody. The Patriots.
You're right, but they're the Patriots.
Right.
They will be in the AFC championship
Probably.
Game. Let's not act crazy,
Probably.
Everybody.
Right.
Right, right. They were in trouble a few weeks ago.
Right.
Remember that? Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble.
Right.
Outside of the Patriots, this is a very, very up and down conference.
No question.
And for the most part, a very up and down
league. Yep.
No question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.